With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. President Trump is dispatching his special envoy to meet with Russian President Putin this week. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Steve Witkoff will travel to Moscow to discuss an updated peace plan to end the war in Ukraine. U.S. officials say the proposal has been fine-tuned after addressing concerns from Ukrainian officials. President Trump told reporters that Russia is making concessions after European allies said the plan favored Moscow. The president also said there's no deadline for an agreement after first demanding that Ukraine had until Thanksgiving to decide. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Two Salem radio analysts comment on the pros and cons of artificial intelligence.
Economist Steve Moore tells Salem radio about AI's promise.
With respect to cancer, heart disease, all the terrible diseases, we have the capacity in the next 25 years to solve all of these diseases. We're going to reduce human misery.
Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, warns about AI's peril.
AI has taken soldiers, Russian soldiers, captive and led them back to Ukrainian lines. It is, of course, directed in deep inside Russia. Drones that are AI-powered to go after very particular objects.
George Williams, Washington.
Airlines around the world canceled and delayed flights heading into the weekend to fix software on a widely used commercial plane after an analysis found computer code may have contributed to a sudden drop in altitude of a JetBlue aircraft last month. Airbus says an analysis of the JetBlue incident revealed intense solar radiation may corrupt data critical to the functioning of the flight controls on the A320 family of aircraft. This is SRN News. What do you believe about the afterlife?
A new poll from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University has delivered some unexpected results. For one thing, only 52% of self-described Christians say they expect to spend eternity in the presence of God. 12% believe they will experience, quote, eternal peace without the presence of any divine being. One-third of people who say they're born-again Christians also think that people can achieve heaven by doing good works. Michael Harrington reporting.
The American Bible Society's annual report finds that about 41% of Americans qualify as Bible users, meaning they have read the scriptures at least three times a year outside of church services. That's up from 38% last year, but down from 2021. And when half of Americans fit that category. The ABS report also reveals that a little over a third of Gen Z and millennials would qualify as Bible users. This is SRN News. U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff is set to visit Russia next week to discuss the U.S. proposal to end the war in Ukraine. Meanwhile, U.S. Army Secretary Dan Driscoll, who in recent weeks has played a high-profile role in the peace efforts, may be headed to Kyiv. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is pessimistic about Russia and Ukraine coming to terms on the most difficult aspects of a proposed U.S. peace plan.
I'm not optimistic that Putin and his Lavrov, his henchmen, will sign up for anything that the Ukrainians are willing, or even for that matter, able to accept.
Pompeo made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Major retail chains and tech companies are offering new or updated artificial intelligence tools in time for the holiday shopping season. They hope to give consumers an easier gift buying experience and themselves an augmented share of online spending. Although AI-powered purchases are still in their early stages. More details, SRNNews.com.